Welcome to the HCR2 Community Podcast.
In this podcast, we'll be discussing the history of the game, concerns within the community, insider info, and well-known guests.
We hope you find this informative and fun. Now let's get to it.
All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the HCR2 Community Podcast. As always, I'm here hosting myself, Juanito from Team Reddit, and alongside is with me is
Hawkster from Team USA.
And Morobux from Reddit.
Thank you, thank you. So welcome back for another week. Actually, 2 weeks. We had to wait for the next podcast. Very excited to be back. We have another very exciting guest. So it's going to be a very, very fun episode. It's going to be a legend of the game, basically. And today's guest is not only a well-known player, but also a very, very respected one. Not only for his obvious out-of-this-world in-game skills, but also for his well-mannerism, sportsmanship, leadership, and all-round good person. And before I continue to basically describe what sounds like my crush... Bienvenue, Monsieur Morobox. Ça va bien?
Merci, ça va très bien, et toi?
Merci, ça va bien.
Oh, you guys have some French skills, so the only French thing I know is, Juan, you're what the French call les incompétents. From my favorite holiday movie, Home Alone.
Have you heard that reference, Morobox?
No.
Oh, well, you're going to have to go and watch Home Alone after this, basically.
Okay.
But anyways, welcome to the podcast, Moro. Very excited to have you here. Please introduce yourself for everybody that might not know you.
Yes, so first, thank you very much for inviting me. I'm very flattered to be here with you tonight. And so for those who don't know me, I'm Morobox. I'm playing in Team Reddit. And with my secondary account in French Power One. And yeah, that's basically it. Maybe we will, I will have the chance to describe more of my path later.
Sure, you can get into that right now. Can you tell us a little bit about, when you started playing and what teams you joined and what made you join those teams when you did?
So basically, I started playing HCR1. So I'm a long-time player. It was a friend of mine that was playing this game and he recommended it to me. And at that time, I was spending a lot of time in the public transportations, and I thought, yeah, why not installing this game, playing it when I'm in the bus or in the train. And I started playing every day, so it was really addictive, and I really liked it. And I played, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years. And when HCR2 came out, I immediately started playing it. And I have to admit, I totally stopped playing HCR1 because I liked the graphics a lot more in HCR2. And it was a brand new game, so I was really excited to discover all the possibilities of the game. And I kept playing every day. Every time I had some spare time, I was playing it. And yes, when team events were introduced, developed, I started playing in an anonymous team, but I quickly realized that I was the only one who was doing some efforts.
That happens.
Yeah.
It's the same in Reddit. It's the same in Reddit.
No. And yeah, I think I stayed maybe 1 or 2 months. So basically from April 2019 to maybe June 2019 in this team. And then I decided to find a better French team who was called Bretzel Power. And I joined this team because it was a little bit better ranked. It was, I think, in the top 200 already, or 300, I don't remember exactly. And it was a team full of people that came from the same region than me. And so it was obvious for me to join them, even if I didn't know any one of them before joining. And
Sorry, Mort, to interrupt you 1 second. Just a quick question. From the first team that you were on, were you, like, from the beginning, mm-hmm. were you establishing yourself as one of, if not the best player inside that team?
You mean in the first Anonymous team, if I was the best in the team, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes. The margin was really big. And we were only two players to drive a lot. I was more the team event guy, and the other one drove a lot, like 2,000 kilometers per week. And so the weekly chest was good only because of him. And the team event score were kind of good or partially good, mainly because of me. And when he left, because he was a little bit pissed off that nobody really plays a game, he left, and I decided to leave too, because we were two buddies. And when you see your buddy leaving the team, so you have no reason to stay.
And what kind of GP did you have around the time that you made that jump? Because there was a lot of players that wait until they get 4,000, 5,000 GP before they make a jump to a better team.
I don't remember exactly, because I deleted all the screenshots and videos on my phone. You need to know that I have a lot of videos from my kid and family, and I always remove all the HDR stuff from my phone, so I don't have a lot of archives.
No problem.
My only archives are on my YouTube channel, and so I don't remember correctly, but as I started the game from day one, and as I played quite a lot every day, my GP was already quite big. So I would say more than 7K.
Okay. And when did you start your YouTube channel? Was that on HCR1 or did you do it on HCR2?
No. I started it a little bit more than 1 year ago. And but let me maybe transition to this part, because I'm not quite done with what I was explaining before. So when I joined Bretzel Power, I started playing with guys that are still well known today. So in there was David, who was in Reddit before. There was RBS, who is now in Unity. And so these two are the most famous player or players that maybe a part of the community can know. And after maybe 1 or 2 months, David decided to leave. And he was also my buddy from Bretzel Power. And he decided to join the best French team, French family. And he told me, yeah, it's a very good team. The atmosphere is great. Why not joining me in there? And I decided to follow him. And later on, the other guys that I left in Bretzel Power also wanted to join. So it was like a merge without really being a merge. It's just that all the best players from Bretzel Power join a French family. And that's after that that we started building a really strong team that became French Power. And in French Power, we quickly escalated the ranking because we were quite good. A new player joined, and you know how it is. If you're the best national team, it's a lot easier to recruit new player. And we had guys that did this job really fantastically. And we started playing against very good teams like Verochak or Reddit. And when we played against Reddit, I did a really good score. I remember very well this event. It was maybe in, I think, at the beginning of September 2019. And obviously, we lost the game. We lost the match. But it was, our score was not so bad. It was like Reddit had maybe 2,600 points, and we had maybe 1,700 or something like that. And it was a little bit unusual that Reddit win with such a little margin. And I got some congratulation message from Björn and Cody, and I realized that those guys were really nice, and I didn't really keep messaging them, so we didn't stay in touch. But yeah, in my mind, I told me, yeah, those guys, they were really nice. They didn't have to do that, and they did it. And I keep playing for French Power, and this is, I think, the moment where I realized, yeah, we play the best team in the world, and I was able to score very high to hit the first place, and why not recording my runs and create a YouTube channel. And I probably started my YouTube channel around this period, so September, October 2019.
Very cool. Very cool.
So then, how did you end up in Reddit officially? Did you talk to Nordberg, or did you get back in contact with Cody?
No, not at all. Not at all. So what happened is that I think in November 2019, Taibu, the leader of French Power, left us in the middle of a game and to join DC. So that was really crazy. And so I already thought maybe leaving someday, but it accelerated this process because David told me that he wanted to leave French Power, and it was a little bit like what happened after David left Bretzel Power to join a French family. You know, you need like, how can I say that? Like someone starts the process and everything's follow after that.
Yep.
Yeah, you needed the motivation for somebody to push you to take that
not
action.
Really a motivation, but
or the first
yes,
step.
The first step. I don't think I would have started the process myself, but after someone started it, French Power started to see their best player leaving too, because David and I left. And I was thinking about which team should I join, because I had some possibilities. I was not famous, but I think in most of the top teams they knew who I was, because I sometimes posted videos or screenshots of my score. And we started talking about that with David, and we simply decided to go to Reddit. It was team number one with the best player. At that time, it was the most attractive team. And yeah, I think it was the best challenge. I mean, when you're a little bit, when you like challenge and competitions, of course, playing in a top team, in the best team, is more exciting than playing in other teams without any lack of respect, of course.
Right, right.
Fair enough. But also, so then, from your point of view, from your opinion, what is it like nowadays to be in Reddit? Like, what has been your experience? I think, based on what you've told me, you were there since around November of last year.
Maybe the end of November, or maybe the beginning, early December. But I think it was like late November 2019, yes.
All right. So then I'm really interested then in how you became a co-leader so early into having been in Team Reddit, because as you said, you were there from late November, and I'm not sure, so you can help me here, but I think by, I don't know, maybe early February, you were a co-leader.
I have no idea. I'm sorry. I can't confirm that. Maybe Nordberg remember. But I can't tell you when I became co-leader. It has never been something of importance to me, honestly. And I think maybe when Nordberg made me co-leader, it was probably more like a way to congratulate me. I don't know. I never talked about it with him. But it has never been a goal for me personally to be co-leader or even leader, because later on I became leader.
We'll get to that. We'll get to
it's
that.
Probably their way of keeping you. I mean, if you're performing and scoring really high and you chat with the team and you're a respectable person, you're not someone that makes the team look bad, they probably thought, there's no reason why we shouldn't give him this.
Yeah, maybe, but you know, being a co-leader is not a nice thing. I mean, it's a lot more fun to be just a regular player, because when you're a co-leader, you have to deal with so much things that are not related with the game or with playing. And I mean, it's not fun sometimes. No,
it's not an easy thing
because
to manage.
You have to to take care of a lot of things, and yeah, it's not always funny.
Fair enough. Now, I mean, I think I can share part of that feeling now that I am also a co-leader in the team.
What do you guys have as what I don't mean to anyways, interrupt, but what are your responsibilities or expectations as a co-leader on Team Reddit?
In my point of view, it's more a way to represent the team in the community. So you're maybe the point of access from other teams or from other players. If they want to contact someone from Reddit, say contact a co-leader, and as a co-leader, you have to be available. Nowadays in Reddit, we all have different responsibilities. We don't do exactly the same things. So the tasks are kind of split between all of us.
Yeah, and I want to add a little bit to that as well, because as you said, the co-leaders in Reddit all seem to have different tasks at hand. So, for example, the current leader of the team is Baxi. You know, he's in charge of all of us, of, you know, looking out for the team. He's the main face, so to speak. And then there's guys like Morobox. There's guys like 1926. There's myself. There's Pooter. And we all seem to have different tasks. It's not so much, I mean, we all share the same responsibility of representing the team in the right way, the best manner possible, but also like, for example, like at least the way I see it, Morobox is a guy that really helps us to show the best possible versions of ourselves in front of the public.
Not always.
As you know... No, but wait, hear me out for a moment. Because many times, especially with a team such as Reddit, which is under the spotlight 99% of the time, if not 100%, because it's been in the top for a long time. It's been reset twice. We have big names. We have big
egos, maybe, big, perhaps.
Matches. Ego. Well, maybe I'm getting a little bit of that now. I'm joking. But many times when players, even myself, have gotten out of control in some public servers, for example, Moro has been that person to come back to us and be like, you know, guys, like, first of all, this is not yourself. Like, behave to them, show that, should be respectful. You know, this is unnecessary. Forget about this. And I've really appreciated that from a standpoint, because even when I became a co-leader, it's something that I also strived for. And even with you, Hulk, in Fair Play server of, you know, trying to
right.
to show respect to everybody. I mean, personally, the way I see it, my role as a co-leader in Reddit is, I like to say, I am the PR guy. So the public relations manager, so to speak, because I try to manage all like the fun side of the team. I create events. I made a Grand Prix inside the team. I host trivia nights. I'm very sort of
right,
social,
right. So does Reddit? I know a lot of teams are very focused on daily race competitions and, you know, other things. I know that that's not as important in other teams. I mean, for example, my team, we do public, you know, public event team mobs. But we don't do a ton of the daily races and competing and making it a big deal, but other teams do. So what do you see at Reddit is, you know, keeping the team motivated and always improving? Because some teams, it's just, you know, you put your best forth at your best effort in team events, and that seems to carry the most weight.
I think we are more a team event team, of course, but we do have players that focus a lot on the daily, other on adventure mode. other on crazy public event stuff like Leo Liu with the bus. I mean, this is crazy. I wouldn't have the idea to try to do such thing in the moon with the bus, you know. But he kind of discover new things in the game, and he kind of like it. And I mean, it's amazing to be creative in the game, to invent new records. And I'm not at all, I'm not a player like that at all. And so, yes, we have players from different backgrounds, but the focus will always be on performing well on team events, of course.
Fair enough. I guess you don't be number, you know, you don't get to be the number one team for not focusing on team events.
Yes, that's for sure. But as I said, every player likes something else in the game, and we respect that. I mean, we don't complain because someone doesn't score well enough at a team event or something like that. We have players that play only adventures and say don't score well in easy matches, but we don't care. I mean, it's Reddit is a family. It's a nice team. We are here to have some fun. We are not here to tell people what should they do or don't do. And the most important thing is that when we play a strong match, they are here and they give everything they have.
Yeah, I completely agree with what you said, Samara. And sorry, I just want to shift the conversation on another direction at the moment. So, as many of people, as many of us know, Reddit merged with what used to be Italia. So now we're called Reddit, with the last two letters being I E and T, being uppercase to show that it's with Italia. I just wanted to ask you, what role did you play in that merge? Because going up to that, it was at a very dark time for the team, where the PR Reddit had been reset for a second time for a few players having done Mercenary. And also close to that time, the leader at that time being Nordberg decided to quit the game and give you the role of the
Yes, it was really difficult after the second reset, because I think most of our players were not motivated anymore. And I mean, it was my responsibility, excuse me, as a new leader, to find a way to make Reddit a really competitive team again. Because we were, or we have always been, one of the most competitive team since the creation of team events. And I had the impression that the team started slightly dying a little bit, and that's why when this opportunity came to me, I really liked the idea. And I think with Italia, we were exactly in the same in the same position. So we basically reach the top of what we can do with our players, and we needed a new start, something new. but something really big, you know, to really make a change, remotivate the guys, and yeah, giving maybe the feeling that something big can happen to make our players dream. I'll be proud of their team, and that I think that was the idea.
So when Reddit was reset, that was a time when other teams also got reset for Mercenary. Did you lose I know when you said that you kind of lost your team, lost motivation. Did a bunch of players leave the team because they got reset? Did they stick with it? Were they angry? Were they pointing fingers, trying to find out if there were others that were going to be banned? And what was the team's initial reaction to the reset? And how did you move forward?
Of course, a lot of our players were really disappointed because we had players that were mercenaries 9 months before, and what makes things worse is that they were mercenary before joining Reddit, so they didn't do that in Reddit, and I think most of them, from what I've been told, wasted all their tickets quickly after jumping from one team to the other, because it was a time-consuming process to move from team to team, and I think it was not so easy to accumulate thousands of tickets. So some of our players that were banned just tried it maybe one day or two, accumulated a few tickets, maybe 30 or 40, I don't know.
In the reset, you had what, 5 players get banned?
Yes, if I remember correctly, yes.
Okay.
I think so.
And yeah. So for players like me, or even for the other, maybe for Nordberg too, of course, it felt like it was a little bit unfair because, of course, when someone joins, you ask for screenshots. You see the guy has 15 tickets, but you don't know the origin of those tickets. And you don't have any way to check that. And yeah, that's probably what was the more unfair, or that appeared the most unfair to us. And of course, to come back to your question, we had player that left us. G-Pro went to DC. Mr. G went to Metal Militia, if I remember correctly. He's now in the New Order with Vereshak. And I think a few other that I don't remember. And I can understand why they leave. I mean, of course, I was really disappointed that they left us, but yeah, it's not easy, and you can see the same with what happened to Wildlifers. It's not easy experiencing a reset. It's almost incredible that Reddit survived a second reset.
Right.
I mean, it's the proof that the players that constitute this team really was like family members and friends. Because without this link, this friendship, the team would have collapsed.
Okay, so I have a question about going back to the Reddit Italia merger. So this is at a time when Reddit was recently reset. The team was kind of not sure which direction they were going to go. You had the opportunity to merge with Italia. So can you walk us through the process of the merger? Who contacted who? Was Italia nervous because Reddit was recently reset, that there was another reset coming? You know, how did that all come to fruition?
As you told before, I was a fresh leader since a few days, maybe a few weeks only, and I tried to make 1926 join Reddit again because he has been in the team only like 1 week before we got reset. And when we got reset, of course, he went back to Italia. And I wanted to check with him if he was interested in joining us. And his response was that he was fine with Italia, so he didn't plan to join us at all, but we kept discussing like almost every day, and we started sharing what happened or what was happening in our respective teams, and we just realized that both teams were exactly at the same standpoint. And we started
Wait, sorry, Mario, if I
we
can interrupt for a second. And
yeah.
just to give a time, a sort of frame for people to sort of visualize the position we were in. At that time, Reddit was even called Team Harold at one point, and we were, I think the highest position we got at that point were around, I don't know, 15th, not even that high, maybe 17th, 18th. And it was basically impossible to climb the ladders back again because the difference in points was so large that catching up to wildlifers was basically a matter of years, which was impossible.
Yes, but it wasn't my goal at all to so I didn't really care about that. My goal was really to have a team full of motivated players that can stimulate all the other players. And I think the merge was really more this way. We were seeing our respective teams losing motivation, and we were really worried about that because, you know, when your team lose motivation, you have one player that leaves, then one or two friends of these players start leaving too. And you end up in a snowball effect, and you can't control that. I mean, when the process is activated, you can't go back and control it. And I was really worried about that. My goal was not being the first team in the world. I didn't care about that. So the merge was really to have a team full of motivated people to recreate a stimulation between us. And I think 1926 had exactly the same vision for the team he wanted to play in.
That's really interesting because, I mean, at the time, at least for myself, I wasn't a co-leader, so I don't know exactly what was going behind the scenes in terms of communication between the two teams and all. But can you tell us more about specific details in terms of, who was going to move to what team? Was it going to be a 25-25 split? What was the plan for the second team? Was there a plan for a second team? Who was going to be the overall leader? Because you were the leader for PR Reddit at the time, but Baxi was leader for Italia. So how did you come up with all those details? And because I remember he moved very quickly, so I'm very impressed of how efficient you guys were to talk things out.
I mean, it's really di difficult to describe that. I think every merge will be different, and you can't really use this as a lesson. So please take care of what I will say in the next minute, and don't try to reproduce it because it could don't end well. So basically, we would have liked having two teams, but it was not easy because the players that are in the second team say are not happy about the merge. So we quickly realized that it wasn't really possible to have a second team. The split was 30 players from PR Reddit and 20 from Italia. And I think everybody agreed on that. So that was fine because I think Italia knew that PR Reddit was maybe a little bit better, and that's why it made sense to take 30 players from PR Reddit and only 20 from Italia. And I don't really know if they liked how it was split in Italia. You should ask Bakshi or maybe 1926, but I didn't receive a lot of complaint about that. I receive a lot of complaint, but not really about the split. And for me, it was almost a necessity to leave my leadership because it's PR Reddit that went to Italia. So basically, we joined their team. And I mean, if you join a team, you don't ask to be leader in this team. It's like if you're invited to somebody, to your friend, you don't start ruling the house and deciding what you should eat or
I feel the same way about that. If you merge into the better team, that team shouldn't have to give up a leader unless they wanted to. Now, I want to go back a few
And
minutes.
can I just add
Sure,
something?
go ahead.
Norberg asked me if I wanted to be leader. I accepted the job, but I don't think I am the right person for the job.
I disagree.
No. Because if you don't like to be leader, you won't be a good leader. And so I've been maybe less than 2 months. I've been leader maybe less than 2 months. And believe me, I was really happy not to be leader anymore because if I had been leader a little bit longer, I would probably quit the game like Norbert.
Wow,
stressful job. So let me ask you this question. When you were merging with Italia, did you create a separate group chat, I'm assuming a separate server on Discord, where you
Yes.
and Italia leaders could talk about the teammates that are coming from Reddit and the teammates that are staying from Italia. Was there a criteria that you listed? Number one, it was team event score, probably is the biggest weight, but was team event scores the only factor, or was it, you know, how active the player is with the team, how respected are they, in other ways they contribute? Is that, you know, that somehow made them cross the threshold versus somebody else?
So we had some data in PR Reddit, so we knew exactly who was performing well in team events. So we had someone responsible for maintaining a style sheet, a spreadsheet, excuse me, style sheet. It's in my job because I'm a web developer. And we knew exactly who could be the 30 players. And we decided to use this spreadsheet and this ranking. And some of the people that should have joined us decided not to join. And we go down the ranking. We went down the ranking and took the other people that deserved it the more based on a team event performance.
Understood. And that's usually how it's done. I know that there are some exceptions. You know, if there's five or six players that score about the same, maybe one person's really active in game chat. Maybe they're really friendly and they have a good network with other players. Maybe, you know, and then maybe the other people are quiet. So, you know, there's other criteria that can boost a player into team one, not just team event scores, but if all else is equal.
But,
yeah.
But sorry, I want to get into this one. Also, the thing you have to remember is, as Mauro mentioned, is that the initial plan was to have two teams and both teams were going to interact under the same server. So it didn't so much matter that, oh, this person is friendly or not, because we were all going to be interacting in the same place regardless, you know. Even though it was two separate teams, it was all under the same umbrella, so to speak. So at no point, I think, was there any chance or possibility that anybody was going to be left behind, you know. As we have mentioned, Reddit is a family, so it wasn't a thing of, okay, we need to be stronger at all costs because we're getting weaker, and we are going to sacrifice the friends we have made over the past 2 years for the sake of being stronger. It was absolutely nothing like that. So even though it was decided who was moving to team one and team two based on team score, everybody was going to have a place, and everybody was going to eventually reach team one. Because, and I want to make this clear for everybody, if you enter Team Reddit, you are there for a reason. You're one of the best players in the world, and you deserve that spot. So it's not like where you just started the game and you join a random team and you kind of struggle being last place for 6 months. In Team Reddit, one day you're first, and the next day you're 50. It's that simple. So it's not like there was a disparity in terms of scores. It was, I mean, if I could have the sheet in front of me, but quite literally first place off the top of my head was probably Leo with like an average score of, I don't know, 38,000. And position 50th was probably myself with score 36,000. So it's not like there was a huge space where you go, oh, you know what? This player is kind of lacking. Let's just get rid
right
of him. Well, I want to put Morobox in the hot seat. Hawk, what do you think?
That sounds great. Let's get to it.
Okay. I want to ask you, actually, this one, because one of the things we're going to do after this is ask you questions from the community. So we had people post their questions in the Fair Play server, that they want to ask you. We choose a few from there, and we're going to ask them
Okay.
to you. But before we get to that, I chose one in particular, which I didn't actually want to choose, but I chose it to put you on the spot to see your reaction. So, a familiar face, a friendly face, some would say, some wouldn't, called Teliboo, wanted to ask, why is it that every time you join a team, a few days later, your old team merges with your new one? For example, French Family, Bretzel Power, French Power, Star Fox, Reddit, French Power. And my question to you is, how do you respond to such nonsense?
Oh, no, I can give you more details if you if you want. But I mean, I think I already explained this a little bit when I left Bretzel Power to join French Power or French Family. It's not like you really organize a merge between two teams, but as soon as one, two, or three of your best players leaves, you want to leave as well, and you want to join them in the best team. And Star Fox has affiliated with French Power. French Power has never been affiliated to Reddit, and it's not a merge. I mean, if I join Reddit and some of French Power players wanted to join Reddit, it's only because we are friends and we wanted to play in a very competitive team, or a better team than French Power was. And I mean, it's normal. I don't see what's wrong with that.
Fair enough.
I
so
agree.
here's a very basic question. And I don't think we asked this yet, but where did the name Morrowbox come from? And how did you decide on the name Morrowbox?
Okay, yes. Actually, not a lot of players asked me these questions. So I think a lot of people will discover that today. So Morrowbox is a combination of Morrowind and Xbox. So Xbox is a famous video game console, and Morrowind was a great open world RPG that was released like in 22, something like that. So in early 20s and 2002. Yes. What did I say?
22.
Oh, okay. Sorry. yes, at that time it was one of the first big open world RPG, and it was a little bit revolutionary because most of the RPGs were like Final Fantasy, so in very directed, so you couldn't go anywhere you wanted to. And I always liked the freedom to just walk where I want, and maybe start a secondary quest that is linked to another quest, and you see the ramifications in an open world. You have a lot more possibilities, and I really like this game. I spend a huge amount of time on this game, probably several hundred hours. And when I was asked to find a nickname for websites in the early 20s, so maybe 2002 or 2003, I decided to combine Morrowind with Xbox and create Morrowbox. So this, I almost always use this nickname.
That's nice. That's an actually a really nice story, to be honest. Well, now for again a more serious question. What is your opinion in regards to the ongoing rivalry between Reddit and Discord? And I don't mean it in a bad way, because at least from my point of view, this is just a competitive rivalry. I think both teams respect each other, but nevertheless, it's a rivalry. You know, Discord has never beaten Reddit. I just want to give some stats out there for everybody to listen to. Between Reddit and Italia, as of recent, we have beaten Discord a total of 7 times to 0.
There may be one or two players on Discord that put an asterisk next to that seven, but you're right, they never beat you. They never beat you.
No, but again, I'm adding Italia as
True.
Italia's count as well.
Yeah, honestly, I play this game for fun, and sometimes I see reaction that's are just crazy. And like if it was the final of the World Cup,
It's a 2-day team event, folks.
yeah, I know, but it's a game. We are here to have fun. We can make fun of each other. It's not forbidden, of course, but in the end, it doesn't matter if Reddit or Discord win. I mean, if Discord win, I will congratulate them because they are fantastic teams. They have fantastic players, and
True.
it's all that matters to me, at least. I don't know for the other. I don't speak in the name of other people, but to me, it's how I see things. And sometimes, yeah, I'm astonished to see that some people take this so seriously. Because it's just a game that we play in our spare time. It is supposed to be fun. And yeah, some guys, they could, I have the feeling they play their life, you know?
That's true. That's true. No, but yeah, as you said, at the end of the game, at the end of the day, it's just a game, and we play this for fun, and
Exactly.
it's all for respect. But is there any other team that you would consider? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of strong teams. There's no doubt, and by no means do I think Reddit is the strongest team, if I'm honest. But do you think there's a, or do you feel a rivalry towards any other team in the same way that is with Discord?
Maybe not as much as with Discord because we played Discord a lot and we didn't play the other team as much as we played against Discord. But this is, of course, a really personal thing. So I don't speak in the name of Team Reddit. Greek Riders is one big rival because they beat us 3 times. So if I take all the history of Reddit, I think they beat us 3 times, and I don't think we ever won against them. And yeah, so I think it's our biggest and strongest opponent, actually.
Yeah, I think Greek Riders was on another level, honestly. They were honestly astonishing. And today, nowadays, they are Greece. They
Yes,
are,
yeah, I should have
by all
I
means,
agree.
just as strong. I think for me, Greece at the moment is, I mean, again, this is personal. This is not talking for Reddit. But I see Reddit, sorry, I see Greece a little bit like our Reddit's kryptonite.
Yes, maybe it's, it's this team is strange to me. I feel it's like if they are in a bubble, you know, they don't try to snipe other teams. They just play their game. They don't focus on other teams, and I'm sure they have fun. So they don't spend a huge amount of time maybe checking the leaderboard, who jumped, you know, they probably don't care. I don't know. But it's the feeling that I have from the outside. They are probably just a bunch of friends that play together. And yeah, I have the feelings they don't care about us, the other teams.
Right. I don't think, well, yeah, from my perspective too, I don't think a single team in this game wants to ever see the word Greece on the other side of the opponent. So, you know, they can insta match all they want. They can do whatever they want, and it doesn't matter who they play. They're gonna probably win.
Probably not.
We still have to know. See again. We need to rematch.
Set it up. Set it up. We'll keep our eyes on it.
And speaking of great teams, every team has amazing players. So I just wanted to get your opinion, Morabox, on who are your top five players? I'm talking team event.
Okay, only team events.
And why? Team events. So five, your top five from ascending order. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the reason why you're putting them in that position.
Why, it's really hard. Hard question.
No pressure to put me there, by the way. I know I'm in top three, but no worries.
No,
top three worst, I mean.
Honestly, I can't shoot them. And let me think about that. I mean, of course.
We can make it three if it's easier.
No. Of course, Vereshchak is amazing. He's always scoring very high. And it gives me the feeling that he can score anytime he wants. It like he pushes the button and the score, the top score appears. It's crazy. And
not only that, but how fast he gets that number. So he's so good that he actually has a lot of people thinking that he has early access to team events. That's how quick he gets to his high score. Right.
Which we debunked.
Yes, it would be really interesting to know how he prepares the new team event. Maybe if he has some kind of a public event database and he remembers the map of the public event, like the hill climb or the really event. I don't know, but it's crazy. He's so impressive. He can do everything. Because team event is not just one kind of thing. You have time attacks. You have really. You have hill climb. You have a lot of different things that you have to master. And yeah, and he's good in all of them. You will never see Vereshchak fail. So this is the impression that that I have, and I'm really impressed by that.
So just to make sure, are you putting Vereshchak?
No. I told you I can't really rank them because.
Oh come on! At least three. Pick three then, because a lot of people asked to know who, in your opinion, are top three players.
Top three, too limiting. But I will give you some names. So I gave you Vera.
Okay.
I will give you Leo Layou, of course, because he's so good. And I really have the chance to play with him. So I can see every week new crazy stuff that he does on public events, on team events, and he's from another galaxy.
Yeah, by the way, seriously, if Fingersoft one day woke up and decided to use Leo's scores for a mark bench for a 10K score, nobody, we would all be stuck at like 2,000 points. Yeah. This man is insane.
And so who else? I mean, Datsil, the former wildlifer and now a DC player, is fantastic. I mean, he always have the best time attack records. I mean, it's a fantastic player. And I mean, I can't even compare myself to the guys that I listed. You know, I may be good at reproducing something. That's maybe where I shine. But all the guys, so Versha, Cleo, Layu, Datsil, maybe Razor from Unity too, Pierre Linus, so they are so creative, and they can find new way to reach 10K at the track, and that's not something I can do. Without the work from the other, I wouldn't probably score as high. And I need those guys to inspire me. But in the end, the real content creator are those guys. They are fantastic.
Wow. That's a special shout out coming from you, to be honest. they're going to be happy to listen to that one.
It's just a reality. And I'm okay with that. And I mean, I will never try to be,
of course,
a guy like Protect, Pierre Linus, or Leo. Yeah, they are in another league. They play in another league, and at some point, you need to accept that.
Fair enough. Well, believe it or not, many many people have you up there as you have Leo in them. And so just for a moment, not to take the attention away from Mauro, but in episode zero, Hulk, I didn't ask you these questions, and I was interested to also know your opinion on who are the top three players
my,
in the game.
My top three team event scores. And I'm only going by videos because I haven't been, you know, I don't have access to Reddit or...
Sorry to interrupt. I just forgot Can in Space. Can into Space.
Yes.
He's amazing. Fantastic.
Oh, wait. Hulk, so just quickly, you said you haven't played with any of them. So are you discarding anybody in USA?
No, I have. There are players on USA that are incredible, that they're, you know, they're just consistently high scoring. There's players like Actuary that you can challenge him to a time attack and a world record, and he'll probably break it in under 5 minutes. He's just phenomenal at time attacks. Also a very good team event score. But, you know, going from video after video, all the YouTube players, the ones that stand out to me as, you know, incredible players that are also creative, I would say Craggy, Cannon to Space, Verishak is phenomenal just because of how quickly he learns the maps, and, you know, he has thousands of people that know what parts to use in a team event just because he already created that path for us. So just like Mauro said, we're just recreating the wheel with what Verishak did, not as and usually not as well. But then there's players like Craggy, Canada Space, that always have some alternate lineup that's, you know, they're thrusting a monster truck or they're doing something else just wild, and they find new 10Ks that nobody else could find. So I'd probably say Verishak, Canada Space, and Craggy. Craggy and Canada Space just because of their creativeness and Varus Axis because of how quickly he finds the lineups to do.
Nice one, yeah. I think, yeah, you have a good point on that one, actually.
Did we get to your top three? Did you mention the top three in episode zero?
I don't
Oh,
think
okay.
so. We
So
didn't
who are your
discuss
top
it.
three? You've got ours now.
All right. Yeah, I mean, Verishag is an obvious one. I think you guys have made it very clear and gave the reasoning for it. Up there, personally, I like to put you
Oh.
Morobox because
Thank you.
for me, it's just unbelievable how consistent you are. It's ridiculous. It amazes me anytime. Like, I'm by no means an amazing player. In fact, I put my head down and I say there are much better players than I am, and I have yet to learn a lot. But even like one of the best examples, just the last game we had against Discord, you were literally sitting at the bottom of the table by choice. And I don't know how many hours left we had, but you decided, you know what? Time to jump. Pfft, top three score in one ticket. And I'm there struggling, going all out every single ticket, trying to get as high as I can, wasting tickets to redo tracks. And you do all of this in one track, in one ticket, sorry.
Yes,
It's
but
unbelievable.
it's what I like. I like those games, those strong games against such fantastic teams like DC. And I mean, I really like that because you feel the tension, all the players are a little bit stressed out and you can see a lot of top players losing their capabilities in strong matches because with the pressure say they lose a little bit their skills and I really like that. I mean I So this is a little bit a part of my past, but I've been a musician before, so I spent so very very early as a kid I started playing on stage, and then I became a professional musician, and I've always been accustomed to play in front of people, to manage my stress, and I really like this tension. You know, before you go on stage, you don't have to fail. You have no other choice than do it and do it perfectly because people come to listen to you. And if you hesitate, or if you don't play well, or if you are not perfect, they will be disappointed, of course. And that's I have the feeling that this game, or the strong game, the strong matches against the best teams, kind of recreate. What I was living when I was a musician.
What instrument did you play?
Fair enough. I think that's.
Piano, keyboard, synthesizer.
Oh, okay. I used to play.
So,
I played many years of the piano myself.
oh, nice, very
That's the
nice.
secret to HCR success. Be a keyboard or piano player for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
Yeah.
learn an instrument, basically. And just to get back to my list, just to finish it off, so we can get to the community questions. You mentioned Leo, so just to give out a new name, I kind of want to put there Jarso. It might be a controversial pick, but I honestly really admire the guy because he's so competitive. He's just straight up, if there's somebody better than him, he's going to go all out and do absolutely anything in his way to beat them.
Yeah,
So
I
I
like
do admire
that.
that
I
from
like
him.
this mentality. because it's a challenge, it's a game. You want to be the best. You want to when you join a match, you want to be above your opponents. And I really like this by Jasso too.
And their team mentality is crazy.
Yes, so yeah, they
They
go
have
all
zero
out.
fear.
They have
They
zero
if they
fear.
think they might have a shot at you, they're gonna gun for you. And I mean, they're a fun team to follow.
Yeah, for sure.
They are really respected. All right, well, just so we can have a little bit of fun now. Do you mind then if we ask you some of the community questions that many people
Yeah,
wanted to
of
ask
course.
you? All right, well, we're going to start with a very spicy question from a familiar face you might know. So, Turtle number 0130 asks, in your opinion, Prime Reddit versus Prime Wildlifers,
Oh,
who wins?
by prime, you mean the best wildlifer against the best Reddit? Okay.
Exactly.
I think almost without hesitating, Prime Wildlifer. Yeah,
Oh,
but
wow. Okay.
we will never know. And but the impression that I had from the outside, maybe it's false. I will, or maybe he can confirm that or not. I had the feeling that they had some kind of internal competition, not officially, but you know, when you play with really competitive and players, you want to shine. So if you spend one or two retry tickets, you think, yeah, it's not the end of the world. At least I get my 37K and I'm happy, you know. So yeah, I mean, it was,
They were always fighting to
yes,
be at the top, no matter what, even if it was an easy
maybe because
match.
I don't know, but maybe when you're so strong and you can destroy all the other teams, you can start wasting a little bit your tickets. And of course, the impression that you have from the outside is that the team, so Wildlifers in this case, is really above every other team. In Reddit, we are a little bit more conservative regarding tickets. We really encourage our players to save them. To not waste them against a low ranked team, so an easy match. Don't use the ticket just to prove that you can score 38K, because if you are here, we know that you are top players, and we trust you. And yeah, don't waste a retry ticket just to publish a YouTube video or something like that. It's not worth it. That's our mentality, and we tried our players not to waste tickets. And that's probably
Yeah,
why
that's true.
we don't look so great on easy matches. But on strong matches like against DC, we really have a killer instinct, and we have tickets that could help us scoring higher. And you know, when you have a lot of tickets, so I have approximately, I think, 80 now. When you start a game with 80 tickets, you have a lot less pressure, because you know that in the worst situation, in the last hour, you have 80 other tries. And it removes a little bit of pressure.
Okay, next question is from Discord handle Razor8619. We touched upon the first part of his question earlier, but the second part is, would you ever consider leaving Team Reddit?
so, yes. I mean...
yes, excuse me.
Yes, I told you before that, I mean, if the merger would have failed, I would have probably gone, because I would have been the responsible for this failure, and I don't think I would have stayed, you know. Yeah. So I thought about that. Because it was a big risk that I took, and you know, when you have 50 guys and you want make everybody happy, it's not easy, and I wasn't sure that it will work. And should have it failed, yes, I would have probably left Reddit.
All right. Well, bad news for us. I'm joking. I'm joking. Well, then, next question comes from iLeapsy number 3945. And he wants to ask you, do you think Reddit will forever be the team, the best team, and the highest ranked in Hill Climb Racing 2?
No. And I mean, it's not even I mean, we don't start playing the game every morning and congratulate ourselves for being first, you know. We play this game because it's fun, and we like being part of Reddit because we play alongside fantastic players. And this is what I like. I like playing with top guys that impress me. And so, in my opinion, at least, I don't see why Reddit would be first forever. It doesn't make any sense. And we could, you don't know what could happen if another team or two other teams merge together and create a monster. You don't know.
Please don't give any teams any wild ideas.
Plus, we have leagues coming out, which, you know, we don't know how that's going to develop. They could,
yeah,
leagues could start new mergers with new teams, and I think it's going to generate a new level of competition.
I think being the first team only helps in recruiting new player, because players, so ambitious players, say they will knock at your doors because they see that you are the best and they want to be part of the best team. But beside that, being the first team is not a goal in itself, and it doesn't bring any advantages. It might even bring disadvantages because we can't win more points than teams below us. If someone beat us, they will win 160 points maybe, and all our wins are only 130 points.
That's true, and that's going to be a topic for another day, so definitely stay tuned for that. All right, El Capa number 1435 wanted to know, who is your favorite opponent and which player is your biggest rival and why?
Oh la la. I have no idea. Honestly, I don't have any best rival. And my goal when I enter a game is to score as high as possible against top team, because against an easy team, I don't care much. But yeah, when I play against Discord, Greece, Unity, CSU, Finland, of course I want to be at the top of the leaderboard, of the scoreboard. That's my goal. Every time I start a game, I want to be at the top. And but I don't have I think my biggest rival is maybe me or my nerves at
Yourself,
the
yeah.
PA, because I need to be really focused on my ticket, to handle my stress. It's probably more a game against my own feelings, my own stress. I think, and we are probably all like that. When we reach the last track with 30K, and you don't want to miss the last one, the last track. Of course, you are a little bit nervous, and it's a competition against your own.
That's true. And that's really interesting because actually this leads on perfectly to the next question. CS Joe asks, or CS Joe 8718 asks, how is your mentality? I mean, in your team, there are great players. Does it push you forward or the opposite way?
No, of course it pushed me forward, and it inspires me as well, because when you have such fantastic players as Leo or Pierre Linus can be, of course you want to try at least what they do, and then you fail, you blame yourself, you think you're a big loser. That you will never do it, but I never stop believing that someday I will be able to do the same, and I dream about being able to do the same, and I will try until I can do it.
Well, all I can tell you is everybody else here is trying to do what you do. So
Yeah,
the
okay.
irony in that is pretty funny. Anyways,
So this is
just to
really
finish off.
my mentality. It's more like, yeah, never stop until you do it.
Fair enough. That's a really good advice, to be honest. Well, and just to end things on a funny note, I wrote some funny questions, and actually I'm just going to combine both of these. These are very familiar faces for you. First of all, Bjorn, number 555, and just Johnny, number 73902. Each one of them wants to know, well, Bjorn wants to know, tell us the secret how you're so good looking. And just Johnny wants to know, how does it feel to be the sexiest man to ever walk in the HCR2 world?
So I will answer to Bjorn first and tell him that it's probably because I spent 4 years in Germany. And to Johnny, I mean, as well, I can't really answer this question. I mean, I'm not judging my own appearance.
Well, believe it or not, and this wasn't one of the questions, but the discussion came up of who is the best good looking player in the
Oh,
game.
okay.
And people pointed out either you or Turtle.
Oh, okay. Turtle is handsome. I'm not gay, but you don't know.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Hulk, on to you.
So that is, I mean, that's pretty much answers everything that we had for today. But Mara, did you want to give anybody a shout out? I know that we're going to link your YouTube in the release of this podcast, and you know, encourage everyone to follow you because you have ridiculously good scores and you have good setups for people to follow. Is there anyone that you want to shout out or just move along?
Yes, of course. I would like to say hi to all my teammates in Team Reddit and French Power. I would like to say hi to all the community, to all the people that that will listen to this podcast. And by the way, the first episode with Rhys was awesome. I really liked it. So congrats to you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
yes, and I was really flattered to be your guest tonight. So thank you guys again for the invitation.
Yeah, and we're very thankful that you came on, answered a lot of questions, talked to us for a while. And Juan, do you have a hint for the next guest of the podcast?
Well, first of all, Mauro, merci beaucoup. It was a pleasure having you here. Really, I you know I look up to you, so I was very excited for this episode. And a hint for next episode's guest. Okay, interesting. Another one. Well, I need to make this one harder, by the way, because everyone
they're guessing them guessing so fast. You got to make it hard.
All right, okay. I'll try to make it more vague. So you could say for somebody so quick, they look very slow.
Okay, it's not bad. I think that we might have some people figure this one out, but hopefully it won't take 30 seconds after the release of this podcast to figure it out next time.
That's true. That's true. Let's hope so. I need to come up with more creative ideas, man. It's getting harder.
It's good. So
yes, because the Zidane of HCR2 was a little bit obvious. I have to admit.
Well, I it had to be. I mean, it was funny. It was a good one. I mean, people had to go and look for your picture. Most people in the community that were invested, they knew. But you'd be surprised. Some people were like, what? Zidane is coming on the podcast, but he doesn't play CR2.
So that wraps it up. We thank you again, Mauro. We're looking forward to the next one. And yeah, we'll see everyone soon. So please make sure you visit the Fairplay server, give us a shout out, let us know good, bad suggestions for the next episodes, and we will chat with everyone later.